Stone Queen by Michelle M. Pillow. Read by Tilly Hooper. Chapter 1. Prologue. Black Palace of the Unblessed, Kingdom of Valdis, 1406 AD. Human by birth, immortal ruler by what the magical creatures called fate, Queen Juliana was new to the magical world she lived in. Her husband, King Merrick of the Unblessed, was the dark elfin ruler of the Kingdom of Valdis. He was one of the three High Kings of the Immortal Realm, not pure evil like King Lucien of the Damned with his demon-filled Kingdom of Hades, but neither was Merrick good like his estranged brother, King Ian of the Blessed. Ian ruled the Kingdom of Teguin, a throne destined to be Merrick's by birthright, if not for fate's intervention giving him to the Unblessed. Juliana often wondered how different their lives would be now had Ian been cursed and her husband named ruler of all that was light. However, there was no use dwelling on what could not be. Merrick's kingdom, his very life, was a balance. Not blessed, not evil. He was merely a necessity. In the past, darker creatures had ruled as the Unblessed King, and their souls did not suffer as Merrick's did. Being born a supreme being of the blessed, he knew what it was like to be filled with goodness and light. Now he drew his powers from the necessary evils of the world. He was fall, winter, death to the land. When he walked through the immortal realm, his presence sucked the life from the world around him. Flowers wilted, grasses died. The air became cold and the sun was hidden in silver moonlight. Because Merrick was necessary, and yet tainted by that very necessity, he existed on a small ledge between good and evil, between aligning himself with Teguin and joining Hades, between the blessed and the damned. Juliana knew all this when she made the decision to stay eternally by his side. She became his balance, what made his reign bearable. And with her, Merrick became as good as any unblessed king could be. Queen Juliana chose her husband out of love because she understood how important he was. Without him, there was no good, no happiness or joy. He was as essential as light and spring. And Juliana stood by her choice, even as her magical abilities grew, as the flowers started to wilt before her, as moonlight replaced the sun, as she felt death and cold in the very power that gave her life. A great power it was, fed by the war between the blessed and unblessed that started with her coming to the immortal realm. Not only a war between kingdoms, it was a war fought between the two brothers, Merrick and Ian. Surprisingly, King Lucien stayed in his fire palace, not involving himself, for one war suited his nature as well as any other, and he enjoyed watching two brothers fight. Though Juliana was not the true cause of the war, the fact that Merrick had kidnapped her was excuse enough for the two kings to raise arms. She had been a blessed ward of King Ian at the time. At first, Merrick explained to her that war was just as necessary as peace. Unlike mortal struggles fought to free the enslaved, to protect the borders of a homeland or for other such noble causes, the war now raging through the immortal realm was ultimately started because of one reason. It was deemed necessary. A cycle of life. Peace had its turn, and now so should war. And hated as she did, she told herself she would dream of a day when peace could again have its turn. If she just waited patiently, the war would end. That was before her power grew. Before she felt each death the war brought as sure as her own heartbeat. Like her husband's existence, her body began to feed on the destruction of Earth. The bitter cold that balanced the warm light of the blessed. When she married her husband, she took his burden upon herself, knowing in her heart he was never meant to bear the yoke of his reign alone. But how could she know the full truth of such responsibility? It ran much deeper than merely ruling a kingdom of goblins, trolls, dark elves, and other unblessed creatures. It was more than the mischief of the Tommyknockers leading miners astray, of naughty leprechauns spreading bad luck, of the occasional blizzard that ruined crops and made food scarce. She'd inherited the unblessed darkness, the infected power that ran through her husband's blood, as much a part of him as his long blonde hair or his possessive brown-black eyes. His power gave her power, and the magic was linked to the very